Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone out there in Radio Land. Welcome to the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host today, Betty Knighton, and I'm with the International Mastermind, the Palm Beach Life Planners Group. We are so excited this Saturday morning. It's a wonderful day in sunny South Florida, and we're ready this Saturday morning to be on the air with all of you. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we're on the air right now, or they can join us via internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phone 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening, and post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring the page while on the call. So today, we will continue our discussion on the bestseller, Think and Grow Rich. And we're in the last chapter on The Sixth Sense, a wonderful chapter, as are all of the chapters in Think and Grow Rich. So, the name of the chapter and the page number. Page number 227 in our book, I believe part of it has been covered. We'll probably give a short review. But I believe right now we do have our founder on the line, and perhaps if she's available, she can give you a quick welcome.
Thank you so very much, Betty Knighton, the Master Empire Builder. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives, and we are live on the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show and so excited to talk about the Sixth Sense. And right now we're going to go to a brief commercial break, so you have time to text, tweet, call, Facebook a friend, and ask them to join you as you join us on this great show today talking about the Sixth Sense. Thank you.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Thank you for that commercial. Now, before we get started, let's tell our listeners a little about the International Mastermind Association. The International Mastermind Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. So that gives us a very, very balanced lifestyle. Now, you must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA, International Masterminds Association, please visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminds.com. Now, we have some callers who have been holding, and caller 4534. You on the air?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
You're doing great this morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. This is Danelle McNeil.
Welcome, Danelle McNeil.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to share with us this morning from your wealth of knowledge?
Not yet. I'm excited and eager to have you all hosting the show this morning as I prepare to pick up my son for his spring break.
Your brilliant son, you might add.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you call us back if you get a chance to share some of your knowledge.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, do we have caller 7861? Would you like to say something? Caller 7861, would you like to share? Or maybe you're just listening in. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll get started then with our book this morning. So if you turn to page 227, and I believe, as I said, some of this has been covered. The Sixth Sense happens to be the 13th step to riches. Napoleon Hill covers 13 steps in this magnificent book, Think and Grow Rich. That's the final step in his 13-step process. And we really have to process all of the steps prior to this in order to really get to this sixth sense and in order for us to develop a sixth sense. A sixth sense is not something that just happens. It happens through a process. And actually, we start from the very beginning. You got to have desire. You got to have planning, organization, everything that he talks about prior to this point sort of culminates with this chapter. So it's that portion, the sixth sense, is that portion of the subconscious mind that has been referred to as creative imagination, and that's what some people call it, creative imagination. Some of our parents and grandparents had that sixth sense, but they didn't call it sixth sense. They had other terms for it, but a lot of them had it. Now, understanding this sixth sense can come only by spending time, by meditation, through mind development, from within. It all comes from within. And on page 227, it says that the sixth sense most likely is the medium of contact between the finite human mind and infinite intelligence. The finite human mind and infinite intelligence. And for this reason, it's a mixture of both the mental and the spiritual. Okay, so that is a mixture. Now, some people have other terms for the infinite intelligence. Some people refer to the infinite intelligence as that inner spirit. Some call it gods. You may call it whatever you like, but it is a combination of mental and spiritual when you're talking about the sixth sense. Okay, and it's believed to be the point at which the human mind contacts the universal mind. So this is what we're talking about today, and if anyone wants to chat, you can put your hand and I'll recognize you, and you can add to this. Okay, let's see now.
Hi, Betty.
Yes.
This is Ann.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ann. I just wanted to go over, if you would indulge me for a second, over to page 234 very briefly. And just read something that just resonates with me at this point actually all week. And basically on the bottom of page 234, it reads as follows. It says, somewhere in the cell structure of the human brain is an area which receives vibrations of thought, ordinarily called conscious. So far, science has not discovered where this site of the sixth sense is located. But this is not important. The fact remains that human beings do receive accurate knowledge through sources other than the five physical senses. Such knowledge generally is received when the mind is under the influence of extraordinary stimulation. And I wanted to just read that because I've had about two or three instances this week where this resonated with me, and because we're reading this chapter, it made me extraordinarily, if you will, aware of what was happening and really tune into it. And I'll give you one instance. Today, the Better Investing organization is having a conference, and 2 weeks ago, we spoke to the YPN group, that's Young Professional Group at the Broward Urban League, and there was a young lady there who happened to be the president, and, you know, we were encouraging them to come to this particular meeting. 2 weeks later, I saw the same lady in my class with Dr. Tina Dupree, and we talked about this, and then I just kind of forgot all about it, and two nights ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and realized that I, one, did not get her contact information, two, did not extend an invitation to her entire group, and I really needed to talk with her, not thinking about it at all, got up the following morning, going to an event, parked in a garage of 1,000 people. I get into the elevator. There's a lady coming toward me. The elevator door is closing. I reach out my hand to hold the door for her, and she gets in. We get to the ground floor. We're walking away. The lady turns to me and said, "Hi, you don't recognize me. You don't remember me." I said, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." She said, "I'm the president of the Broward Urban League YPN." And I looked at her very closely, but she had changed her hairstyle. And for most African-American women, we know what that means. She had a new do. And it was actually a different type of wig she was wearing.
Okay.
I didn't recognize her. But my point is that she was the exact same lady that I woke up with on my mind that night, realizing in the middle of the night that I did not get her contact information. She was the lady that I opened the door for, the elevator. And I just stood there and stared at her, and she didn't get it. And I began to explain to her what happened the night before. And she just looked at me and she said, "You're not going to believe this." She said, "2 days ago, I realized I did not get your contact information, and I needed to call you to talk about forming a mastermind group." And we just both stood there and just in total amazement. But my point is that was the hunch. That what if I did not reach out and open that door for her?
See, that's amazing.
Okay. But it happens in our life all of the time. And but what happens, like you're saying, is that it's when the infinite comes in contact with the finite that we become aware and acknowledge what is happening and tune into it. And that, to me, is where the sixth sense comes in. We've got to be aware as things are happening around us. I truly believe, I have a saying that I use, that I always speak to the person to my right and to my left, regardless where I am and regardless of who they are, because I truly believe that God, in his awesome wisdom, draws by his spirit every resource and everyone that we need. My mom always told me when I was very, very young and I would ask for things, especially material things, she would always tell me, she said, "Baby, just pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding." And it took me almost 50 years before I got what she meant. And I just bless her name and her spirit, because it is that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that connects us, if you will, with the sixth sense. So thank you. I just wanted to just share that and just read that because this chapter is so powerful. It is just filled with so many nuggets, but we just have to tune into it as we read it and connect with it.
Thank you, Anne, for that. And you mentioned one word, and I was trying to think of a word that my grandparents called it. And you mentioned hunch. Now, that's what my grandparents would say. I had a hunch that that was the right thing to do or that I could do this. That was their sixth sense. That's what they called it. They didn't know what it was, but they would call it, I had a hunch. So, and then also you mentioned your meeting with that lady in the elevator, that was like a divine appointment. And then when you're making your mother saying, pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that goes back to it. It goes back to Solomon in the Bible. God asked him what he wanted. He didn't ask for riches. He asked for wisdom. And because he asked for wisdom, God gave him all the riches he could ever use. He was the richest man in the world at that time. So that's very good, Anne. Thank you for that. So, audience, we are on the sixth sense. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And I believe it's time for another commercial.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you. And it's very important to get that ISBN number and get it correct because there are hundreds of versions of Think and Grow Rich out there, and we want to make sure you get the correct version of the version that we use. It's the original version restored and revised. And when you get it, you'll notice that our founder's name, Anne McNeil, is in the front of the book with some of the comments. So pay attention closely to that ISBN number to make sure you get the right version of the book. And now back to the sixth sense. If anyone wants to make a comment, just press one on your phone and I will recognize you. Okay, let's see. Now, we're going to go back to page 228. I have a couple of things highlighted here. It says, after you have mastered all of the success principles explained in this book, which means you really got to start at the beginning, and you don't just read this book one time, you read it over and over again. When you get to the end, just start all over again. That's what we do on this blog talk. When we get to the end of this book, we'll just go back to the beginning and start again. I have a call, I don't know, 8535, if you want to say something this morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? This is Rufus Curry, Jr., the only one
that
ever meet.
Hi, Rufus Curry. Hi, how are you this morning? Great.
I am doing magnificent. How are you all?
We're great.
Hey, you guys are right down my alley now. You know, I whether it's called a hunch, which Big Mama and my mama and Papa them used to say, or whether you want to call it mother wit,
right.
Common sense,
yes,
paying attention.
Yes,
I say you. I believe that your gut is connected to God, and when you ignore
that's
your
right.
gut, you're in trouble. But it's like Ann was saying, it's something that occurs regularly throughout the course of every day, I believe, if we pay attention to it. You know,
yeah.
You know, you pick up the phone and that person's calling, you've been thinking about it. Ann opened the door and the lady was there, she was thinking about the lady, was thinking about her. You don't know how you're going to solve this problem at work. You got a situation, that person just walks up, boom. But I think what it is, the thing that drives it, one, I was telling somebody last week, I said, look, he said I had an invention. And I said, well, yeah, I got an invention also. I'm working on production. So all of a sudden, I said, when you give it space, it will grow. So, and you give it space and you nurture it and give it an opportunity, it'll expand itself and it'll do its thing. sure enough, the guy comes back to me a couple days later. Hey, man, I got a whole bunch of new ideas. Well, I say, you think you got a lot of ideas right now? Give it a little more time. And he says, well, oh, guess what? I met somebody the other day right here in the building who's doing the same. I said, man, there's many more people in the building that are doing the same thing that we're doing. I said, just give it some time. Give it some time, some focus and attention, and it'll come through because you've opened the frequencies for whatever it is. So, and it's the same thing. I'm reading a book right now by Gail Twersky called Reprogramming Your Subconscious Mind. And she deals with the whole nine yards. And we have a lot of blockers, or there are things that happen by the course of our daily lives that, you know, like Stevie Wonder and superstitions to believe in something you don't understand. But what we know what's working. We got a feel for what's working. But we're afraid to utilize it and embrace it because we can't explain it to somebody else. You know, and we miss out a lot of times because we're worried about other people's opinions of the good things that are happening in our lives.
That's so true. Thank you so much for that, Rufus. The sixth sense is really amazing.
It is. It is. You know, when you look at Amherst talking to us, as she coaches us all, and we're talking about the we launched our radio show, Laura Greer and I, on this past Wednesday the 20th. So we did our first show, Cell to Cell, and we'll do our next show, live show, will be on the 18th of April, 2013. But the resources and the help and the whole nine yards, it will all be there. I had a friend who told me, he said, look, he said, whatever it is that you're trying to do, that's good. There's somebody out there waiting to help you. And, you know, and sure enough, I found that to be true because whatever it is that you're trying to do, you just give it. It's just like finding the inventors or finding the people who are singers or in the music or what have you. People are going to be there to assist you or who are just waiting to just give you encouragement. You know what I mean? So it's like with the radio show now, to reach out to get folks to come in as guests or what have you like that. You know, folks are lining up. So, and we're focusing on sales or the art of selling so that, you know, individuals can control their destiny, learn how to sell themselves first and foremost. So that's the first thing you have to sell before you can sell anything is yourself. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
true.
I mean, we invite you all to tune in to Sell to Success on the 18th, but we'll have the show that was aired on the 20th. It'll be running in reruns until the 18th when the new show comes out. The book that I was talking about is Reprogram Your Subconscious, How to Use Hypnosis to Get What You Really Want, and it's by Gail Glasner Twersky.
Spell that last name.
Twersky. And she deals with just the whole relaxation, and even how to reprogram your subconscious mind, because it's programmed anyway. You look at our idiosyncrasies, the things that we're afraid of unrealistically. You know, here you are 10,000 times bigger than a flea, but when you see a flea, he scares you. You don't scare him. You know what I mean? So, and how, you know, we're able to undo these things, how, you know, I tell people all the time, I say, you know what, it's amazing. You're not a mind reader, but yet you'll go into a room and you'll read the minds of everybody in there, and all of their opinions are negative, and you shrink. I mean, if you can, it's amazing how you read minds, but you've never read anything positive. So that's that subconscious mind at work. And the subconscious mind is like a child, you know what I mean? I mean, that's how we have to approach the master. But we do have a great deal of influence. When we speak in terms of the realm of the sixth sense, we talk about faith in the whole nine yards. If we look in ancient texts, you know, there were no miracles done unless faith was on the scene.
And that's true.
It was either first person faith, heal me, or it was someone standing in proxy, third person saying, hey, look, my man is down and out. I need you to help him out. My girl is down and out. I need you to help him out. But Faith had to be on the scene. Faith
so true.
In action. Yeah.
Faith in action. Got to have both of those, right? Faith
gotta
and
have both
action.
Of them. Cause, but, hey, you know what? You were talking about Solomon earlier. Look here. Scripture says that, look, no one before or after, which means that in proportion, he blew Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Andrew Carnegie and J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller. He blew all of them out the water. That's how rich.
Right out the water.
Out the water.
That's right.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
He asked for the right thing. He asked for wisdom. If you
that's
have
right.
the wisdom, you can get the riches.
You can get everything.
But if you don't have the wisdom, the riches won't do you any good because you look around one day, you'll be empty-handed because you didn't have sense enough to keep it.
With wisdom, you'll learn that. I told the guys as a young man, so you see a pretty nice guy, yeah, friendly guy. Lots of ladies like you. I said, yeah, yeah, as a young man, you're thinking that all the ladies are your responsibility. But when you come into wisdom and you realize that's not your responsibility, then you become productive.
Right. Right.
Napoleon Hill talks about, you know, that focused energy and whole nine yards. When you transmute that energy with that wisdom, then you become. Then you can say, instead of stopping and chit-chatting, you can say, hey, and keep on moving to 99 and just talk to one.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So everybody out there, remember April 18th. What time is that again, Rufus?
April 18th. 8 p.m. to 8:30 on a Wednesday 8 night.
8 p.m., okay.
Myself, Rufus Curry Jr., and Laura Greer sell
okay.
to success.
All right. Now, for some selling wisdom, people, you've heard it here.
Hey,
April,
you know what?
18th.
We're not and we're inviting folks because we have an open forum, essentially what we're looking for. We're looking for input because we
okay.
you know, believe in the iron sharpens iron.
That's
I don't
right.
know everything, and I'm a student for life.
Right.
You know, teach me, show me.
That's right.
We can have an exchange of information and ideas.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Very good. If anyone else wants to have some input, we can. Your line is open. 4534. Your line is open. Okay.
Good morning again. This is Danelle McNeil.
Okay, Danelle.
And there was something that I wanted to that I did want to share about the sixth sense. And within this chapter, Dr. Hill talks about taking responsibility to remove or to get out of the environment that he lived in and the limiting beliefs that had always plagued that environment. And one of the things that I wanted to share was that a lot of people in my conversations with others, a lot of people don't believe that they have the ability of the sixth sense, or they're not necessarily in tune with their gut feelings or their hunches and that sort of thing. And on the one hand, I believe that everyone has the ability of being in tune with their sixth sense. Everyone has a sixth sense, and However, not everyone is in tune with it. And so when we have some instances where we're not as successful as we could have been or we could be, whether it's within a project or just in our lives in general, a lot of times I believe that that's a result of not being in tune with the sixth sense. And something that I shared with my mother last weekend, when we finished the show last weekend, I went back down to the moving sale that I had gone to before the show, and I selected some items to purchase and told the young lady that I'd be right back. I had to go to the ATM machine. Well, on the way back, I saw another sign for a garage sale. And I thought to myself, well, I really want to get back because, of course, I don't want the items that I selected to be gone. I don't want her to forget or take too long. But I just had to go by. There was just this nudging that I had to stop by at this other garage sale. And there were all these things that they were selling. I mean, it looked like they were moving three houses. They had so much stuff. They had stuff all the way from the house to the curb. And there was a wheelbarrow. And a lot of people know that I garden, and I've wanted a wheelbarrow for like a year and a half now, but I didn't want to spend the money that a wheelbarrow actually costs. And so, long story short, I purchased a wheelbarrow. It was a very, very, very nice wheelbarrow, and I got it for next to nothing. But the point is that we can be so rigid in wanting to stick to the plan a lot of times that we don't allow our sixth sense to, we just don't follow it. We don't follow the nudging. We don't follow the voice. We don't follow the feeling because we're so rigid to the plan. So we have to begin the practice in developing ourselves. We have to begin the practice of listening to our sixth sense and knowing when to stick with the plan. And a lot of times when we follow our sixth sense, it may steer us off of our course on our plan for a little while, but I do believe it helps with the greater picture in the end. So I wanted to share that because that was a sixth sense experience, if you will, that happened right after we finished with the show last weekend.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much for that. And we all have that sixth sense, but like Danielle said, sometimes we're not open to it. It is really something that we need to focus on developing. And sometimes we say, oh, something told me to do that, and you didn't do it, and things didn't work out. So sometimes we really don't listen. And like Ruby said, sometimes we're just not paying attention. So we all have to be a little more focused and a little more attentive to that inner voice, because sometimes that's what it is, our sixth sense trying to guide us, if we will allow it. If there's anyone else who wants to comment, I believe 7861. That's phone number 7861. Your mic is open if you want to share or ask a question. Nope, I guess not. Okay, so we'll go on and continue in our book of the sixth sense, and Anne shared something from page 234.
Yeah, this is Anne. While you're going to another page, I just want to also just chime in and suggest, I think Rupert started going down that road where he was listing the different names that we call the sixth sense. And while Danielle was speaking, another name came to mind that I wanted to share, and it is so profound for all of us, and that is the spirit. You know, God he would give us a comforter, and that is the spirit. And when you really think of it, the spirit leads and guides and directs. And a lot of times we say, no, I don't want to go that way. No, I don't want to say that. No, I don't want to do that. And we find that when we don't follow the spirit, not lead the spirit, but we got to follow the spirit and do as it says do. But another point someone mentioned earlier about, growing that, and it's like a muscle. I look at faith as a muscle, the spirit as a muscle, and the more we use it, the stronger it becomes. And when you see people, men or women, who go into the gym and they lift weights and they're very regimented and they're very disciplined and they eat the right things and they exercise so many hours a day. And I like to say to all of us, what if we did the same type of exercise in exercising our faith muscle, exercising the use of the spirit in our life? Imagine how much stronger spiritually we would be.
Oh, absolutely.
And following the hunches. So thank you. I just wanted to just share that. And I'm not sure the person whose number is 954-347-7861. Your line is open. Your hand was up, and your line is open if you wanted to make a comment.
Yes, this is Walter. I'd like to make a comment.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everyone was talking about Solomon. When he asked for wisdom, it made him a dilettante, a jack of all trades. He was a king, a preacher, a botanist, a zoologist. In his botany, he became and made an apothecary with all herbs to heal people. And we have forgotten about the healing of herbs. And Solomon said, I'm sick of love. Comfort me with an apple. That's how we get the cliche, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And my favorite book, it talks about all liars should have their part of the lake of fire. It talks about zoologists. It talks about sorcery. And I looked up the word called sorcery. And it's called pharmaceutical drugs. And it says that it shall have their part of the lake and fire of brimstones. So that's my comment.
Thank you for that. And that's very interesting, too. Very, very interesting, especially that last statement you made. Very interesting. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break right here. And we'll be back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Thank you. We're back talking about the sixth sense from Napoleon Hill. Think and grow rich. Think all
and
rich.
Baby, I think I'm sorry, but I was just going to suggest, I think we have another caller, caller 0443, that may have a comment before you get started.
Okay, 0443, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. This is Vaughn from the Plan with Intentions Mastermind Group.
Good morning.
Thank you, guys. For actually having the show this morning. You guys are doing a wonderful job. We are en route to Hodges University over in Naples, Florida, to facilitate the first of its kind youth seminar, which has been inspired by Mastermind, the International Mastermind Association. And I thank you guys. I know the kids are going to love this. And our mission today is to encourage the kids to start masterminding. We really want them to start focusing on planning their lives and living their lives on purpose, or in other words, plan with intent to do the things that are prosperous in their lives. And I thank you guys for everybody that's involved in the International Mastermind Association, Ms. Ann. I thank you for being an encouragement of what we're doing, for setting the bar so high. I appreciate it, and you guys wish us luck.
Thank you, and you're blessed. Thank you for working with our children, and you're going to be better than blessed.
Listen, life
Stay
is true good.
Stay true over there. Yes.
Life is
yes,
good.
It is.
Life is good. Life is good.
Yes, it
Ms.
is.
And Ms. Danielle, y'all hold down the fort, and we look forward to being on the radio with you guys next Saturday. Love you, and I'm out of here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. We're so grateful for the people who work with our young people, because if we can get this mastermind concept embedded in them now, they are going to have very, very successful lives. There are so many of us who were not exposed to this mastermind concept until much, much later in life. But our young kids are getting a head start, and it's going to benefit them tremendously. So we are so grateful for all of those who worked with our young people. Thank you so much. Okay, now, do we need to get back to the book? Let's see, I'm not sure what page we're on, but I want to mention something from page 228. And he's talking about the fact that through the aid of the sixth sense, you'll be warned of impending dangers. And sometimes you might be traveling down the road and you say, I think I'll go this way this time. And you really don't know why you decide to change your route. But it could have been a warning where on that original route something was about to happen, and you may have been saved because that sixth sense said, why don't you go this way today instead of going that way? So like someone earlier said, sometimes we don't listen. I think Danielle said we don't always listen, and we need to listen to that inner mind, that inner spirit, that sixth sense, or whatever we want to call it. We need to listen. Now, he said, with the development of the sixth sense that comes to your aid to do your bidding, a guardian angel who will open to you at all times the door to the temple of wisdom. We go back to Solomon, who asked for wisdom and received everything else. Now, Napoleon Hill himself said he was not a believer, or he didn't advocate for miracles, for the reason that he had enough knowledge of nature to understand that nature never deviates from her established laws. There are some things that you look at it and you say, oh, it had to be a miracle. Now, some of the laws of nature are so incomprehensible that they produce what appear to be miracles. The sixth sense comes as near to being a miracle as anything, he said, that he had ever experienced. And instead, it appears so only because he didn't understand the method by which the principle was operated. So some people call it power. Some people call it first cause. Some people call it infinite intelligence. Some people call it God. Some people call it the spirit. But whatever you call it, there is a sixth sense that needs to be developed. Now, all the chapters leading up to this were leading to this principle. And so if we have mastered all of the preceding principles, and there are 13, we're now ready to accept the claims that are made here in this chapter. But the thing is, if we haven't mastered those other principles, then we're not really ready for this. So we need to do that. And I think what would be very helpful, Rufus mentioned a book about reprogramming your subconscious mind, because if we don't supplant what's there with something positive, then it's going to go with whatever's there. And there's so much negativity surrounding us today that we have to put forth a concerted effort to make sure we are feeding our subconscious mind positive images, positive thoughts, positive ideas. So, again, it goes back to something else. We believe in Mastermind. In Mastermind, we believe in reading. That's a part of our annual reports. How many books should I read this year? And it's not so much about how many we read, but what kind of books did we read? Did we read books that are going to feed that subconscious mind? what we needed to be fed. He had a process here. He had an imaginary, a group of counselors. He called them his invisible counselors. And he had people like, he started out with nine before he eventually went to 50. He had Ralph Waldo Emerson, Thomas Paine, Thomas Edison, Charles Darwin, Abraham Lincoln, Luther Burbank, Napoleon Bonaparte, Henry Ford, and Andrew Carnegie, and each one of those imaginary counselors, invisible counselors. They were real people, but they were invisible counselors because they weren't actually there. But he developed this process, and it really helped him to develop his character. If you can't surround yourself with the actual physical person, then you can use your imagination, as he did. So I don't know if anybody's waiting to jump in here.
Betty?
Yes.
Yes,
yes
we have a published life planner, Laura Greer, who is, which she was.
Is it not kicking it off?
No. I thought I saw her hand up, but maybe she dropped off. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no,
so
I'm sorry, Betty. Excuse me. Yes, her hand is up. Her number is 5366.
5366. Okay.
Yes, Laura, your line is open.
Okay. Good morning, ladies. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, very good, very good. Yes, I've been listening since 8 o'clock, and really enjoying everything that has been said. But I wanted to comment on this chapter 228 that you just read. I want to focus in on the third paragraph where it says, "With the development of the sixth sense, that comes to your aid to do your bidding, a quote-unquote guardian angel who will open to you at all times the doors of the temple of wisdom." And as everyone's been addressing Solomon, and as I was listening, my mind went to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, and where it says that God has placed in this old earthen vessel, that he has placed in us a treasure. And we know that treasure is what? The Holy Spirit. And he says, why did he do that? That the hope would be in him, would be in God, and not in we ourselves. And so when we do, as all of you have addressed this morning, and what this chapter is addressing, you know, it's just amazing that as we look back in retrospect, look at the writer of this book, Napoleon Hill, and we look at in this day and time that we're living in, that everyone wants to be politically correct. Everyone wants to be accepted. No one wants to offend. And then, because he made that statement about the guardian angel, and then he went on to say, I'm not a believer in nor an advocate of miracles. And then I stopped right there, even though I'm stopping right there now, but even as I read this further and read on. But we have to look within ourselves and see where we are. And as I know where I am a believer in the Bible, the Word of God. I am a believer in guardian angels. I'm a believer in miracles. Why? Because we know that our faith is based on the Word of God. And the writer termed this the sixth sense. But we, wherever we are, we term it as what we believe in and what we stand on. And I'm quite sure that we can all testify to the fact that as we have leaned on and depended on the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, that we have seen many miracles wrought in our lives. In fact, because of the fact that we were in tune, and as we talk about Solomon, then after Solomon asked for that wisdom, God gave it to him, but he didn't continue in it. He didn't continue with it. He deviated from it. So I'm saying that simply to say that as we look to the sixth sense, as we look to the Holy Spirit, as we trust God, We have to have that steadfastness. We have to have that unmovableness. We have to be, as Betty had said early, what does it profit to get all the wisdom, to look to the sixth sense? Some people look to it just for what? For to benefit them. But then are we looking to it for to benefit and bring about that which the eternal God has purposed, that we might bless him first of all and then be a blessing unto others, that we might all continue to grow and utilize this infinite wisdom that God has given us. But I'm quite sure we could all, that time would run out before people ran out, to share with the fact of how we have been so blessed by opportunities, by situations that we know that was totally orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, that he says, open up those doors for us. And then we were able to do what? Share it with someone else to open up doors for them. And then that's how we all begin to make the world a better place in which we live. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Laura. And don't forget, Laura is the second half of that awesome team that will be on April 18th talking about selling and also asking for input from others. So remember April 18th. All right. Anyone else wants to share? We have about 8 minutes and 45 seconds left. So if you want to share.
Hi, Betty. This is Ann again, and we end our show with Walter Hamilton wrapping us up. So if we don't have any other comments and no one else is interested to share,
okay,
we can
go right up to Mr. Hamilton. Okay, Mr. Hamilton, you're on.
Open up his line and
let's
see.
Okay, his last four.
Let's see. 7861.
7861. Hamilton? Oh, let's see. I don't see 7865.
Yes, I just opened this line.
Okay, 7861?
Yes.
Is that it? Okay, you're on.
Okay, I will recap this chapter.
Thank you.
And the things that I like to recap is the principle, okay, is a fundamental truth, and it's the same all over the world. It don't deviate. It talks about the sixth sense is the closest thing to a miracle. And the word miracle comes from the word thaumaturgy. By derivation, it means miracle. And a miracle defies the laws of nature. It's instantaneous, and it cannot be duplicated. That's what a miracle is. It also talks about your dreams. Dreams are the seedlings of reality, and reality is a strong, vivid imagination plus faith fertilized with a little bit of desire. And Rami says, the early morning breezes have secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. It also talks about the power of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, it's no more than all the names that everyone has talked about. Hunches, miracles, and all of those things. It talks about developing the spirit of faith. Faith also is talking about hope. And hope is a positive expectation. And we all have hope. It talks about enthusiasm. Enthusiasm comes from the Greek word called entheos, which means God within. And if you don't have any enthusiasm, you don't have God within you. It talks about adversity. And adversity is that particular thing that introduces a man or woman to themselves. It talks about courage. Courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. So when we have enthusiasm, we won't give up. And Winston Churchill said, never, never, never give up. Never. It also talks about knowledge of the ages. It talks about the laws of nature recognizing and understanding happiness. In order to have happiness, you got to take risk. If you don't risk, you can't grow. If you can't grow, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, what else is there? To conquer without risk is to conquer without knowledge. It also talks about now, the power of now. There's nothing to come. There's nothing to pass. But an eternal now always lasts. My favorite books also talk about the power of now. Behold now. Behold now is the day of salvation. And I want everyone to remember this cliche about now. Now is cash. Today. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Yesterday is a canceled check. So where do you want to be? You want to be in now, which is cash. And don't allow yesterday's to be your living room. Just use it as a reference library. It also talks about procrastination. Procrastination is the assassination of motivation. What is motivation? A reason for action. And we have to always remember to do the only, I should correct that and say the roly, read, observe, listen, and evaluate. And when you get that, what Solomon's talking about, wisdom, you have to read. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton, for those very inspiring and motivational words. We have come to the close of another wonderful Blog Talk Radio session. We have about 3 minutes left. If there is anyone who wants to give closing remarks, Anne, would you like to give a closing remark? If not, we're going to close the show and thank all of you for listening in. Thank all of you who contributed to the discussion this morning. And we're going to close out this show and get ready for another great week next week. Because this is every single week, Blog Talk Radio, at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And this week I've been filling in for the team that's busy with something else this morning. So I'm Betty Knighton from Palm Beach Life Planners Mastermind Group. Next week, I'm not sure if they will continue in this chapter or if they will go into the epilogue, which talks about outwitting the sixth ghost of fear. That's a very important epilogue because we know that there are six basic fears, and we need to be able to overcome those fears. So if they get to that point next week, I'm sure they'll talk about the fear of poverty, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, the fear of loss of love of someone, the fear of old age, the fear of death. Now, some people may have one or more fears. Hopefully nobody has all of those fears operating at the same time. So this should be a very exciting show, very important show next week. So please, please tune in. You've been listening to the International Masterminders Association weekly Saturday Blog Talk Radio discussion on the best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Join us next week as we continue dissecting this book, and we will see you next week. Again, I'm Betty Knighton, Palm Beach Life Planners Mastermind Group. We're signing off. We'll talk with you next week. Thank all of you. Thanks to you for listening. Goodbye.